And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrow from The Athletic taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Darren McFarland of Darren, Donick & Chase, presented by Craneworks, serving the Southeast for over 30 years. Visit craneworks.com. D-Mac, what's going on, my man?
Good morning, Robbie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend? What did you get into this weekend now that we were all cooped up in the house?
No, it's strange. I literally was just talking on the phone to a buddy of mine, and he lives up in Ohio, and he was just kind of telling me what's going on up there. And, you know, I was just telling him how, you know, this is supposed to be our hustle and bustle month, right? I mean, March is supposed to be crazy. I mean, it's the heaviest workload for the Predators in their entire regular season. You know, the SEC basketball tournament comes to town. The NCAA tournament is going on. You know, we're getting baseball on our end cranked up. It's supposed to be crazy. And here we all sit. Well, yesterday, because finally, you know, we're getting some decent. Yesterday was decent weather. It's nice. Sun was out, 60 degrees. But we couldn't take it anymore. We took him out. We found a ball field, and wife and I just worked him out for a couple of hours. We just had to get out of the house, man. And then we took it. Then we went up to a basketball court at his school and let him shoot basketball for about an hour. So we had to do something to get out. You know, we're so used to always being on the go, and especially this month. And you know, it finally caught up to us yesterday. We're like, we can't do this anymore. Well, there's sun and it's kind of warm, so let's go. Let's get out. We got to go do something. Something isolated, just the three of us, but we got to go do something. So that's what we did. We went and hit baseball and played basketball for about 3 hours, and then came home and right back to it. So by the end of the week, it may get up in the 80s, which, you know,
I know
that would be nice.
That would be nice. Like, I almost forgot what the sun looked like. I'm glad that I was actually able to see it again yesterday. Darren, we were talking earlier in the show about Jadeveon Clowney. What should the Titans' interest level be in him, and how do you evaluate a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, who you look at the sack totals, and they're not great, but you also look at the film, you turn the game film on, and there's no question he can absolutely be a wreck at the line of scrimmage when he's on. What's kind of the number you're comfortable going to if you're the Titans in your pursuit of Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, it's a good question, Robbie. I don't know what the right number is. And this is the way I evaluate the Jadeveon Clowney situation. I mean, we've all watched him since college. I mean, we all remember Clowney in college and what he's done with the pros at this point, because he's in the Titans division, and we all can make our own opinions. This is the way I look at it. We all have our own opinions, and I think most of us kind of have, like, to say, I feel like most of us are on the same opinion. Really good player. When he wants to, seems like he, you know, doesn't always engage, is hurt a lot, and is going to command a lot of money that most people feel like he's probably not worth it. I don't know if I'm misspeaking and speaking for a lot of people who feel differently. I kind of feel like the people that I talk to, that's how they feel, that's how I feel. But here's the deal. There's nobody that knows Clowney better than Mike Vrabel. And so, in this one, to me, you kind of have to say, okay, well, they know better than us, because the head coach has worked directly with him. He knows exactly what Clowney is every day. So none of us have been around him every day. We've watched him from afar, and I can tell you about what his resume looks like. I can tell you about what type of player he is through my eyes. But the head coach has been there with him. He's been there coaching him. He's seen him every day. He's been around him. He knows what his work ethic is. He knows what he brings to the table at the facility, in the meeting rooms, and out on the field. So in this one, I feel like we kind of have to just trust, if he's coming here, it's because Mike Vrabel said he's worth it. If he's not, then, you know, you have to just trust them, because I think, like I said, we all believe, we feel like the guy is special, but he's not always special. He, you know, it's the same knock that Albert Haynesworth. And I always say, though, you know, I know, because I was around Albert. I watched Albert Haynesworth's entire career in college and here. And Albert Haynesworth was special. And Albert Haynesworth had that knock, too. But let me just tell you, you can win a lot of football games when they do turn it on, because Albert Haynesworth, when special, when he wanted to, He won a lot of games for the Titans, for one, and two, was the most dominating player on that side of the ball, okay? And I know because he didn't play all the time, and it frustrated the coaches and the times, it drove them crazy. But I'll tell you what, he was just that good. And Clowney can be that good. Is he worth the money that he's probably going to be asking for? Once again, I say most of us feel like he's not. But to me, I'm going to just refer to the Titans and say, the head coach knows what he's all about better than any of us, and I'll just leave it at that.
No, I mean, I think that's a great point, and it's a good perspective, because this is just one of those situations where you have the advantage of, whether it's your head coach or, you know, one of your coordinators or whatever, you have someone on your staff who has been there multiple years, day after day with the guy. So that's, you know, whatever the relationship is, the different ways he was used, how you know, I mean, you don't have to guess about how a guy like that will fit in your system because you've seen it. So I think that's a good point. I also feel like, Darren, I mean, if the Titans don't end up signing Jadeveon Clowney, he signs with the Seahawks or I guess someone else potentially, is there anything else out there before the draft that the Titans can do to – you know, to make us feel like they haven't gotten weaker? I mean, I think right now they're clearly weaker. I just don't know if there's another possible move out there that would move the needle at all.
I would say, to answer your question, Joe, no, there's not. There's not any. If you're looking for the feel-good signing other than Clowney to make everybody feel good, no, there is not one. Vic Beasley did not make anybody feel good, okay? He's a prove it guy, and he's done it once, and yet he was more of an underachiever. And so, can they hit again on a? Can they go back to back years on hitting on a guy that comes in more on the bottom? I don't want to say rock bottom. That's not fair. Beasley's not coming in rock bottom. Ryan Tannehill, I don't want to say rock bottom. That's pretty darn low. But they're at the lower part of their careers because people have questions about fill in the blanks. Ryan Tannehill was about staying healthy and this and that, and it worked. Like, can you really hit on that again? Can you expect to hit on that every year? I guess I don't blame them for trying again. I just know that it's really hard. It's really hard. Like, I don't think anybody should have real expectations that Vic Beasley's going to come in here and all of a sudden return to 15-sack guy. Just don't see it. So nobody really feels great about that. It's 1 year, so what do you have to lose? Although they paid him well, in my opinion. So, no, there isn't a guy out there. But here's the deal, Joe, and we all three of us know this. It's really not about winning the press conference. I don't know if they've ever been that team trying to win a press conference, at least under John Robinson. I think it's about what makes sense, right? I mean, we just talked about this last week. We had Dennis Kelly on the show. I remember that day vividly. Now, I was for the deal just for different reasons, because I thought it was time to move on from DGB. It really had nothing to do with Dennis Kelly. Obviously, none of us knew anything about Dennis Kelly. But that didn't gain any attention, none. Other than a lot of people were like, how could you give up on DGB that quickly? I mean, he's still so young, right? I mean, how could you do that? He's a receiver, a young receiver. And why? Like, you can't give up on him. So I don't think John Robinson's really about winning press conferences or, you know, making everybody feel good. I think he's about doing the right thing. So to me, I get your point. I don't think anybody feels like they've gotten better. They certainly haven't gotten better. They're right now with the trade of Jarrell Casey, you have question marks like, okay, they've taken a step back, they've cut Wake, although I don't know how much you really valued Wake. He was good when he was on the field, but they've taken a step back. They have to fill those voids. We don't know what's going to happen with Logan Ryan. So, you know, but I don't think John Robinson's got to do what makes sense, what is going to help this team take the next step. Because, oh, by the way, I don't know how you guys feel, and I know we've said this before, so I'm going to touch the stove, even though I feel like I could get burned. It's like, how many more times does this division have to tell the Titans, hey, it's your division, why don't you go win it? Like, how many more players need to leave the division, get traded away, retire, superstars, before the Titans stand up and take control of the division? Like, to me, the division, it's like, okay, now DeAndre Hopkins is gone. Hello? So They've traded Clowney. They've traded Hopkins. Two of their best players. Watt's always hurt. Jacksonville traded away Jalen Ramsey. I mean, right, I don't need to go through the list. Andrew Luck has retired. It's like, how many more things have to happen in this division with key players for the Titans to take control of this division? To me, it's there again for them to take. So I think it's obviously we know it's a huge year. Take control, get the division. But is Clowney is he the piece? I don't know, Joe. I really don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're willing to spend that kind of money. Do you spend that money on him or do you spend that money on Logan Ryan? Which one makes you better for 16 games? What do you guys think?
That's good. I don't know. I don't know either. Robbie, give us the
That's
answer.
Probably why they haven't done anything.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really tough question that John Robinson and the Titans have to answer. And look, we know they need a pass rusher. We know they need a guy that can get to the quarterback. My question, can Jadeveon Clowney do that consistently enough to justify the money that you're going to have to pay him to do that? And quite frankly, I don't know the answer to that question. And to me, if you're John Robinson, and this is just me, if you don't know the answer to that question, I would probably stay away from giving a guy $18, $19 million a year to try to find out.
Yeah, we also have to remember Clowney is still very young, right?
He is.
He's in a prime of his career. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're talking about over there. But in this one, I think there's two guys that we just brought up that are key. If, you know, one of them is to be on this roster next year, they'll be an important piece to their defense. Logan Ryan or Clowney. And the bottom line is they know more about those guys than we do. So I'm just going to trust that, to me, I feel like one of them's got to be on that roster for them to take the next step and keep moving forward momentum. And to me, I think they should know more than us on who's the right fit, who's worth it, and we'll just see what happens. But to me, you can't go over on both of them. I think they're just – one of them has to be on the roster, in my opinion.
Darren McFarland from Darren, Donick, and Chase has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Darren, thanks as always, man, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir, guys. Have a great week.
You too. Darren McFarland brought to you each and every week by Craneworks, serving the Southeast for over 30 years. Visit craneworks.com. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Darren had to say there and look ahead to the Titans this year. What moves do they have to make from now until the start of next season for us to feel like they're at least just as good, maybe even better than they were last season? That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.